Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. We are actually here, the ladies of the station. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Sarah.
Yes!
It's been a minute.
It has been. Wow, what a crazy few weeks.
What is our contact info before we get into all that?
We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We are the quarantine edition, I guess. I'm wearing gloves.
Yeah, she is. Dude, she looks great. You can check it out on our Instagram.
Right. I feel like a tattoo artist, especially with my tattoo. Showing.
Yeah, and they're black. I like that they're black and they're not like the normal like
white or blue
color. Yeah.
Oh, I'm digging it.
This is going to be her new wardrobe.
This is going to be like my new fetish.
Yeah.
There's a latex fetish. There's such thing as a latex fetish.
Oh, yeah.
As if you've seen. But yeah, quarantine central.
Yes.
We were gone last week because BJ had a cough.
Yes.
He wasn't sure if he was sick or allergies.
We're pretty sure it was allergies. He feels fine now, but we had to take all the precautions.
Because, like, everyone, you just can't be too safe right now.
You cannot be too safe. It's crazy.
So I really hope that you're listening to this while being at home. Hopefully you have a job that allows that. If not, you have our support.
Yes. Hopefully, you know, washing your hands, hand sanitizer. I don't know. I've been taking a lot more showers. I don't know why, but I feel like,
clean.
Okay, it's clean. I'm soaping. If they tell me to wash my hands, I'm soaping my whole body. Like,
I'm clean. I'm clean.
I'm clean. I'm clean. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, that's kind of funny. We did get a message from Michael, the musical trucker.
Michael.
He says, hey there, greatest women in the world of radio.
Aww.
Buttering us up.
Yeah.
I hope you are staying safe and healthy during this time of badness, and I just thought I'd let you know that the drive-in movies are still open. Woo! And I hope you all stay safe.
So I saw that message and I got really excited because I am already going insane. So something that I'm trying to do is to think of something fun to do over the weekend.
Right.
And when I read that message, I was like, holy crap. If I could just take a long drive somewhere, hopefully with my windows down, hopefully it feels good. But I just Googled, and I think as of Monday night, as the governor made the new rule or whatever, so I think they had to close.
Aww.
They have to, because they're not quote unquote essential. So back to square one.
Here's an idea. If you can find a projector and you can connect it to your laptop and just watch a movie and have it project on the side of your house, watch it outside.
In my car?
In your car.
Just pretend.
Pretend, yeah. Just bring out some popcorn, you know, fool around in the back seat.
You know, outside of my dad's house.
I mean, you're doing it inside your dad's house. Why not outside?
Go in the bed of the truck. I mean, that's very true, actually.
It's like, who are we kidding here?
Yeah, which also has been a challenge lately.
Because you are a very, not only social person, but active person.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize with all, like, I thought for sure this would be fine. I thought if I ever was on house arrest, like, I would be good. I thought, like,
now
you know,
you really can't get arrested.
I know. Well, because I feel like I'm an entertaining person enough to myself where, like, I almost never get bored. So I'm like, I'll find stuff to do. But it's not even me getting bored. It's just my inside body just so much energy and I don't know what the hell to do with it. Like, I cleaned, I organized, I went for a run, I did some, you know, and I was like, ah! So everyone who is working from home and dealing with the stir craziness, I'm right there with you.
I'm excited about it. I just kind of wish I had more time, I guess. Like, I wish.
This is Vicky's jam. She loves being home. She loves crafts and projects and all that.
The only thing is I do wish I could have my friends over.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing, because I do love doing all this at home. But I don't mind the way things are right now, because we're technically essential because we're media.
Yes.
Broadcasting. We're still working. That being said, like, if I could wake up a few hours later, I would not be upset if I could sleep in an extra 2 hours.
See, I'm so crazy that, like, this waking up and going somewhere
is exciting.
Yes, it's amazing. I'm like, oh, we can actually go outside of our house for a second because we're essential, so it's okay. And like, yes, like, I don't even care that it's like 4 or 5 in the morning, like, whatever, which is normally not my norm. That's how you know I'm going wacko.
What have you been doing at home different to your normal routine to kind of try to stay sane?
Driving my boyfriend crazy.
Is he working right now?
He is, yes. But even, which I don't know if that's going to last much longer, but because he's in construction, so there's like different rules for whatever. But even when he gets off work, I usually have my evening where I'll see him for a little bit, but then I'll go out and hang out with friends, or I'll go out to the gym, or I'm usually not there the whole time. So now that I've been there the whole time, oh man, it's been a struggle. But he is very understanding, and I know that I am crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'll just like go in my room and I'll do my own thing. I'm trying to do my own little workouts. I try to go in the backyard and just chill. But, you know, I mean, we live in a house, but it's like not that it does, there's not multiple rooms and there's not like a pool or a golf course. I mean,
there are multiple rooms because it is a house, but it's not like where you can really get away from someone.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not really crafty at all, like I said, and I'm not into projects or building things or knitting or drawing or reading or no, I'm not into any of that. So if anyone has suggestions on like if you're like me, what the hell to do?
So what are the things that you typically, besides drinking?
Which, by the way, that's the only thing that's been kind of working.
I mean, I've been doing a little bit more of that too, just
which I
why hate. Not?
I mean, it's just a drink or two in the nighttime. It kind of chills me out. It chills my mind out, and it actually kind of puts me to sleep. Because if not, I'm just like, yeah. I was thinking over the weekend to just go into the backyard and run back and forth like 100 times.
There was a guy in Italy who ran, like, he had a little space. He lived in an apartment.
Oh, yeah, like a little balcony?
Uh-huh, and he ran that distance, but a marathon.
Damn, that's a lot.
I think he did it for charity because he filmed it.
Wow, that's a lot of back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what the math was on it, how many times he had to go back and forth, but it was maybe only, like, 15 feet long.
And just back and forth and back and forth. That's what I was thinking about doing. Well, because on Saturday I was supposed to run a 5K that I signed up for, but it turned into a remote race, so you could do it wherever you wanted and then just, you know, email them your times. A 5K is 3.1 miles, so it's not whatever. But it was my first time, and then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm still going to do it on my own. So I went to a park, and there's like a lap that was a fourth of a mile. So you go around that like a little more than 12 times. And even just 12 times, I was like, oh man, okay, I'm over this.
So do you ever listen to audiobooks at all?
No.
Have you tried?
No.
So there is this app. It's called like Zombie Run. So you download it to your phone and you can have your music playing while you listen to it. So as you're listening to your music, it'll randomly, you are a player in this story.
Oh,
so you're
okay.
a runner. So it's a zombie apocalypse and you are one of the runners. You're runner number 5.
You're like running away from the zombies.
Yes, but you have missions. So you're talking to other people. You're like, okay, you got to go collect supplies. So as you're running, you're like, you just picked up a med pack. You just picked up this. And you could even have it to where you can make it like a hard mode where you, when the zombies get closer to you, you have to run faster.
Oh.
So you can change it up.
But you're not like talking to anyone or
no,
anything.
You're listening to it.
Oh, okay.
As you're running.
You don't actually have to like pretend to pick something up, right?
No. I mean, like, you could.
Squat down.
I mean, you can. No one's going to stop you, but it's something to kind of keep the mind busy.
Yeah.
When I've tried running, because I hate running.
I know, right?
It's worked. I mean, it's helped. I don't want to say it worked, because obviously I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but it was better than just
running. For the sake of running, even with music. And it's fun to get creative with, like, your music, because I ended up downloading the Stranger Things.
Soundtrack?
The soundtrack, but not, like, the actual songs, but, like, the what is it called?
The instruments?
Yeah. There's another word for it. Anywho. And it was like really eerie, but then there's some fast parts. I was listening to that, so I felt like it was kind of creepy.
I will say that's like one thing that I've noticed is because I'll bring my iPod and run, and I need some good running songs. Like if anyone runs and has good songs, because I maybe have like 4 songs on my iPod that I'm like, okay, this actually like wants me to run. I don't know if it's the beat or it's like fast enough or whatever, but then I kept playing those songs. Even if I liked other songs that would come up, it just was like, I'm trying to walk right now to this song, you know? So that's really important. But damn.
When I was trying to work out, when I lived in an apartment in Seattle, we had like a little mini gym area in our apartment complex. And so I would go there and I would get on the elliptical or the treadmill. So I would watch like shows and stuff on like my tablet.
And oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember I'd watch Misfits. The first episode, there's a scene where they have to run away and they have to run really fast. So I would just listen into that and watch it and just start running, pretending I'm doing the same thing.
Pretending you were like in the show.
That should be like an app where you get all the like the running points and maybe the audio of like from movies and stuff, like big running portions.
Yeah.
And just like scary like movie themes. You're like, oh my God, run away from zombies. Like, you know.
Run faster than this person. Go. You're going to get eaten. You're going to get killed.
I know. Run away. You're in the jungle. Something. Right.
You're being chased by an elephant. Well, maybe not an elephant. They go really slow.
I mean, yeah. You don't want to get crushed by them for sure.
True.
I am curious if you do. If you do end up giving it a try, let me know what you think. Like the zombie run app. It might be something that works for you.
It might be. Or, you know, when I get scared, sometimes I don't run away. I just curl up into a ball. So watch that happen. Just kidding.
That'll get me running. I'll just have like, we'll both be listening to it and I'll just keep like a little tether around my waist. And it's like dragging you behind. Like, come on.
Come on, Sarah. They're not real. Let's go.
Just put you in a little wheelbarrow.
Yeah, actually, that would be great.
I don't think it will help the energy problem.
No, probably not.
I like being at home because I've been able to get some of the projects I've been wanting to do done. Like I ended up painting my bathroom a couple weeks ago and I ordered materials to like change my countertop and I'm just kind of doing a paint job over it, but there's specific materials that I need to use. And
you love that stuff. Mm-hmm. You are so creative in that whole way and like getting it done.
But the thing with me is I am not the person, like I am constantly researching ways to make it as easy as possible. Because like right now, like with my, I'm going to paint the cabinet in my bathroom, like where the sink is. And if I wanted to do it normally, I would have to sand it down, prime it, you know, like do all these things. And I'm just like, that is way too much work. Like,
screw that.
No, thank you. So I found an easier way where you just prime it. You let it like seal for like 5 to 7 days and then you go over and you paint it and then you seal it and then you're good.
Man, you're such a dude, I feel like. Oh, that all sounds terrible to me.
And there's some things where I'm like, I want to add something to the bathroom, and I really don't want to do it myself. So my roommate's going to do it.
Good.
I'm making them do it.
They should.
Yeah.
Especially because they'll be using whatever you're doing in your bathroom. Yeah.
It's just going to be all pretty and put the shelves up. And I'm really bad at putting shelves up. That's the thing, too.
Because you're so small. You're so short.
But anything that requires needing to be like level or straight, I am really bad. Your dad makes fun of me because when I'm writing, like if I have to write multiple lines and there's no lined paper.
It just goes crooked.
It goes like all up at an angle. It's bad. It's always been like this.
Have your roommates do that too then?
Yeah, no, they have to hang it up.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool earlier this week. I was vacuuming out my car and kind of, you know, just kind of hanging out outside because it was like outside my house. I wasn't really walking around.
Yeah, in the sunshine.
Yeah, in my I don't have a backyard. I have like a back alley. And my neighbor came out. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm a dental assistant. So I'm, you know, I'm not working right now. So it was her husband and her two kids. And they got to like ride bikes and scooters around the neighborhood. So it's like everyone's doing their social distancing thing, but still going outside. That's not what this means, that you have to be on house arrest.
Yes. Thank goodness we can still go outside.
And go, you know, grocery shopping when we need to. Obviously,
even though I hear
smart.
Now, like, you're not supposed to go on hikes or...
Because everyone's doing it.
Yeah. And I don't know about parks. I'm confused about the parks.
I got to check. Because last I heard, they heard they were going to close them because everyone is going and partying at Alki.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, maybe big parks like that, but even, like, little parks. Parks. Like, I know they closed down the whole what's it called? Not gymnastics area.
Gymnasiums.
Yeah. Thank you. So then kids wouldn't go on them. But then my friend said she went to the park yesterday and it was fun.
Like I'm sure there's not like a cop hanging out.
I don't know. I hear you can get fined these days. Be careful. $500.
Be smart because they keep saying like we're probably not going to be the ones that get sick. Yeah. And if we do get sick, we're going to be fine. It's the people that we have in our lives that we need to worry about. So
the old folks
like BJ.
Exactly.
So
he almost makes the cutoff for the early grocery store. He's 59 and it's 60 and above.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
But let's get
real. Are they checking IDs?
I don't know. That'd be hilarious if they did. But like he looks 60? At least 60. So I think he's okay.
I think that's such a great idea. I love seeing the community come together and trying to help everyone out.
I do too, except I will say, if I'm on a walk or something and, you know, I'm on a path, right? And we have to cross paths, even if it's big enough or one of us has to go around each other to be the 6 feet. Please just, if you make eye contact or something, just smile. Yesterday I walked around, you know, to try to get sane. And, you pass some people, right? And usually people go around and try to keep their distance and whatnot. And, like, so many people just either look at you like you are, like, the devil. Like,
right.
They look at you.
Like, you're outside. You're here to infect me.
Yeah. You'd immediately think, oh, my God, she has it. She's going to give it to me. I'm going to die. And they don't. It's terrible. Like, I smile at everyone, and I had two people smile back at me, and it, like, made my day, because I was like, thank you. We're all human. We're all just trying to adjust. Like, yes, we're strangers. Yes, we'll stay our 6 feet or more away from each other, but, like, at least have the common decency to smile at it. Like,
that's kind of what I was like with my neighbor. I'm like, I've seen her before, and we kind of do like the head nod or hey, and we've talked before, like when she first moved in.
Yeah.
Cause she moved in a month after I did.
Oh.
But we kind of like reintroduced ourselves because I don't really come through the back anymore. And I was like, you know, it's going to be a difficult time. We don't know what's going to happen. So if you need like a cup of sugar or, you know, whatever it is.
Some eggs or, yeah.
You know, like
that was
nice. We stocked up. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. Same thing if you need anything. And I'm like, right now we need to do our best to not only be cool to everyone, because everyone's stressed out.
Yeah, and everyone doesn't know anything. You don't know if you have it. You don't know if this person have it. You don't know if I have it.
We don't know how long this is going to go on.
Yeah, no one knows.
Everyone's like, okay, well, we're going to, you know, have this be the end date of all this. And it's like, okay, that's not reasonable.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
So that's probably not going to happen. Let's just
if you see people at the stores, at the wherever you're going to see people, just smile. It really changes everything.
It's almost like if you can laugh about it, you can smile about it. It's like, you know what? We're all in this together. Let's just act like a community.
We're all in this together.
Is that a High School Musical thing?
Hell yeah, it is. I'm so happy you knew that.
I don't know how I knew that, by the way. I never saw it.
I know. I'm kind of like, damn, Vicky, okay.
I think it's just proximity to you.
Yeah, because, yeah.
We need more distance, Sarah.
I know, more than 6 feet.
So this was interesting. I found this meme, and I think my friend saw it too, because she asked me randomly, like, are you doing any online dating?
Like right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so this meme, it says, it's basically a tweet from a Caitlin McQuinn, and she says, you know what's really going to suffer during the social distancing? Dudes on dating apps. It's like, welcome back to courtship, Brad. Welcome back to talking to a girl for weeks prior to meeting. We're pen pals now, my dude. We about to get Jane Austen up in here. Now write me a poem.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, because like now they can't see them, but then if they have to ghost them or they have to keep up the communication for who knows how long.
It's like, I'm not sending you pictures of my naughty bits if I've never met you in person.
A lot of girls still do that, though.
I mean, go for it.
But let's get real. Like, naughty bits have to be, like, kept up. A lot of things have to be kept up that aren't closed at the moment. So,
I'm not even
sending a picture of my legs because, whoa.
It's all those memes, like, what I thought my apocalypse outfit would look like, and it's all Mad Max character outfits.
Yeah, all, like, sexy and badass.
Just badass and hardcore, you know, what is it, Furiosa from Mad Max, and what I'm actually wearing is just no bra, the biggest baggiest shirt I own,
pretty much
sweatpants.
Pajamas, yeah. Yeah, your hair's a mess, no makeup on.
I mean, which sounds like me every day, let's be honest. We work in radio, okay? I gave up putting makeup and all that years ago.
I still do a little bit of effort. Just a little. I took a shower last night, so hey.
We do need some me time, some self-care, hashtag self-care.
Yeah. Well, you got to do it all your own now.
Well, that's kind of my plan. I have been stocking up for a while now because I'm like, I'm going to do a whole day where, you know, I'm going to do the feet mask, the hair mask, the face mask.
That sounds relaxing.
Like the eye mask. You know, I'm looking real tired and real stressed lately.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, this bitch sick. No, I'm just stressed.
This is how I always look.
This is just me stressed. No makeup.
Wait, so are you not dating? Did this meme not relate to you?
I thought it was hilarious, and I thought about it for a minute, but I'm just like,
Well, now they really got to get to know you. Like, if they got to talk to you if they want to talk to you.
Right.
But, and now a cool kind of thing is people have more time.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. They can't be doing nothing. So they're going to be online. They're going to be on their apps. They're going to be on their. I will tell you, even me, I'm on stuff way more. Like, I'm talking to my friends way more. Like, my friend Alana and I, we talked on the phone twice a day for the past, like, 4 days.
You hate talking on the phone.
I know. But I'm like, and then I downloaded an app to, like, FaceTime my friends. I haven't done it yet, but okay. I downloaded the app.
Okay, so that's still.
So I told people that, and I was like, wow.
I hate this,
but maybe this will help, you know?
Are you going to do, like, a happy hour?
But yeah. I want. Well, I mean, Vicky. Anytime we FaceTime, it's going to be a happy hour for Sarah. Let's get real.
That is fair. That is actually very, very fair.
So, I mean, maybe, you know, you'd connect with someone more on the talking side, intellectual side, I guess is the big word for it.
It's interesting because, like, when I was younger, I remember, you know, doing some online dating. There was a few guys that live far away.
Yeah.
So before we actually got to meet, we talked on the phone and we had really awesome conversations before we even met each other. So, like, there's only so much you can do, I think, when you're texting somebody, especially somebody you don't know.
Yeah, because you don't know their sarcasm or.
Plus, you're asking the same. It feels like an interview. You're asking the same stupid questions, like, how was your day? You know,
well, and then sometimes I feel like there's, like, either sometimes a few conversations or you go into detail and it just becomes like. Paragraphs, and I hate that when it's like
just calling.
Exactly, paragraphs and paragraphs, and you have to like set aside 20 minutes to like. But now people got the time to text that much now, so
it's just like to dissect it and reply to every little bit.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah,
I still keep getting all these like Facebook like, hey, you know, do you know this person? But people that I don't have any mutual friends with
because in general or the Facebook dating thing.
No, in general.
Weird.
Like, Facebook, like, you know, will suggest people like you may know based on other people you're friends with. But it's been suggesting a lot of single dudes, some that aren't even in this freaking state.
And you don't have any mutual friends.
No.
That's very strange.
Right. At first, when it started happening, I started like Facebook will sometimes take your contacts out of your phone. And I have kept everyone's phone number in my phone
forever. Yeah.
So I have like all these dudes from when I used to be on Tinder and Plenty of Fish and OkCupid still in my phone. And it says like OkCupid, Plenty. Like, so I know which.
In parentheses.
Yeah. So I know
which
dude.
Sorry, guys, but we don't remember you.
No, we
even
really
when
don't.
I meet people at the bar, I have to like say what bar I met them at or like.
I feel like this is just true universal.
I met
anybody.
Him at the gas station.
The stick of gum guy.
He gave me his, yeah.
I have ones that are do not answer, a hole.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have one like Anthony.
I used to have one of those too.
Like I thought, I'm like, maybe I've dated this guy before. No. And so I did add one guy who's from this area. He's single. He's super cute and super artistic.
Ooh. So you Facebook stalked?
Yeah, I added him.
Did he add you back?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's one of those, like, but he's a photographer. So it's like, maybe he's just like, oh, she just likes my photography. But he hasn't said anything to me. And I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Okay, so you've been liking his stuff.
Yes, like because he does really good photography.
Slide in those DMs.
I know, I gotta.
Slide into them and be like, hey, I really like your photography. Woo! See, that was actually kind of smooth.
Woo!
Except minus the woo part.
I'm gonna do that. Woo! I'm gonna send the audio clip. Woo!
Please do.
It's very Letterkenny, mind you. You don't watch Letterkenny, but it's like, woo!
Oh, man. Please, I have a few drinks after this and do that.
No, I'm having a few drinks before I write a message, but yeah, I'm probably.
You will write them.
Yes.
Dude, I mean, why not?
Right?
Especially
what
such a weird time.
I don't know him in real life, so I'm
people
like,
need friends. People need other things, you know? What are you going to lose?
I know. At this point, I'm like, not even. So when there's somebody that I'm like kind of digging, I'll kind of make some BS up and be like, hey, you know, were you that person at that thing? And
you'll do that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Were you at that cupcake shop last Sunday?
No. It's like, oh, are you friends with so-and-so? Did I meet you at this party? You look really familiar.
And then, like, but you know that that was not true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know people actually, like, did that.
Oh, I didn't know what else to do.
So then.
It starts, opens the conversation. It's like, oh, no, okay, then maybe I don't know you. It's like, hey, you know.
Yeah, so if you said that to me, then I was like, oh, no, I think you have the wrong person.
oh, you just have one of those faces. And then I probably would just kind of try to start digging. It's like, oh, do you go to this club? Or maybe I've seen you at this thing. And then like try to figure out what it is that you're like, oh, yeah, no, I totally love going to this bar. I go to it all the time.
Oh.
Or something. And just try to find where to like hook it.
That's
and if
crazy.
They're interested, they'll continue the conversation as well. Like,
just interested
in talking in general.
If not, I never knew that because I've had people before like ask me that, mm-hmm. or in real life they've asked me that, you know, and I'm always like, no, and they'll be like, wow, you just have those one of those faces, and I'm like, yeah, I get that a lot.
But I mean, you're also, you know, on the internet a lot because of our job.
Yeah. But well, sometimes I'll mention that, and they'll be like, no, that's not where, and I'm like, okay. Like for me, it's always so awkward because I'm like, you don't look familiar to me, so.
I mean, if it's in person, it's probably maybe a true thing, but if it's something like via Messenger.
Oh, look at Vicky.
That's my
smooth.
But then like I start talking to somebody and like, because that happened recently. And like, he's really nice, but like, and he wants to hang out. My thing is, I was talking to my best friend about it. I'm like, okay, I got to make sure. I have to do the filter, right?
Because sometimes. Okay. So you met a guy online and did this move.
Right. Okay. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, he's like I said, he's really nice. I think he's a really nice person.
But
as we started getting to know each other and I ran it past my best friend's filter.
Okay.
Sometimes you're like, I haven't dated anybody in a while. Like, am I
being weird about it? Am I overthinking this? Am I
not quite? It's more or less like, am I not that I'm giving him too many chances, but is this somebody I would realistically want to date?
Okay.
And so my friend, like, I was showing her the messages, I was showing her pictures and stuff. She's like, girl, he is way too religious for you. Like, really religious. There's a lot of stuff we have in common.
Yeah.
But he's just way into church.
Is it with things he said, or like you said something and he got offended, or?
No, with things, like, because I haven't really said anything to offend anybody.
Yeah. But even people say like,
right,
sweet baby Jesus or something, and like
freak out. But yeah. No, he wasn't anything like that. But he has multiple jobs, and one of them he does clean a church that he attends, and his family's really invested in the church, and they participate. I think his dad's like a pastor or something.
Oh wow!
So it's like a very important part of his life.
And he goes every Sunday, mm-hmm. and
but what? He doesn't look like it. If you look at him, you would be surprised. And so I'm like, you're really awesome. And like I said, there's other things that we have in common.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't.
Have you ever asked him about it?
About what?
His religion?
No.
Like how important there it is to him or not?
No. Because then I also found another picture of him. And then I'm like, oh.
Uh-oh. What was the picture?
I'm just going to show you.
Well, it's crazy because I will say. So the wedding I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood. Hopefully. Who knows? I think it might get rescheduled. But she and I are friends. And, you know, we're kind of ratchet, kind of, you know, all of this. But she is really religious. And her wedding is going to be in a Catholic church. And so
have fun with that.
She was, yeah. And she was telling me all about it. And her fiance recently just got baptized. I didn't know you could get baptized this old.
Yeah, you like, can be baptized at any point in your life.
Yeah, she just had to take classes or something. And then he got baptized. And so she was kind of telling me the ropes about the wedding, mm-hmm. and everything. And everything you have to do, and you have to go on this big thing for the weekend, and all of this stuff that I'm like, girl, you're kind of ratchet. Like, I would have never thought you were actually this religious, right? So it's kind of like you can be religious, but mm-hmm. then still be like get along with people that aren't so religious like I am.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
And I can get along with people like that too, but I think that's just like a warning sign for me. A deal breaker, yeah. Because I grew up very religious, and I was really into it for a long time. And then I get to a certain point in my life when I realize this is not for me. I do not like this.
You never want to, like, convert or anything?
No, I never. I have no problem with anybody believing what they want to believe in, especially people who are super devout to their religion. Just don't shove it down my throat.
Yeah.
Because I'm friends with, like, every religion possible.
Yeah, you just personally don't want to.
And I grew up like with like one of the most intense religions, Catholicism.
Yeah.
Like not even Christianity, Catholic. And I'm just over it. My brother is the same way. We're just kind of.
Yeah. Like, you don't practice. You don't want to practice. You don't.
I consider myself agnostic now, or recovering Catholic, because the guilt's still there. The guilt follows you forever.
Golly.
So this is what he looks like. Right.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. Totally your type.
Right.
And the punk rocker.
But then I saw this one and I'm like,
oh.
You have the same reaction as me. And I feel so shallow, but I'm just like, I can't not look at that. Because he reminds me of this character from a horror comic.
Which, what character is that?
It's one called Poochie. He's a weird devil dog.
What?
I'll show you.
Yeah. So, you know when...
That's what he looks
girls,
like.
Girls... Oh, man.
So, I think that's honestly, true with everybody.
All in all, this is the reality of it. Vicky is, I think, like every other person in the world and has deal breakers, period. But then also has, you have to be attracted to them.
Right.
You just have to be. And, you know, that's why I never fault dudes that never liked me or didn't find me attractive.
Oh, you're too heavy or you're blonde or you're too brunette. Or
yeah. Or like, you know, I used to get like my lip looks weird. Like people would always focus on that. And like, that's something I can't change. It's about me. But if you don't find me attractive for it, like, okay, like that's fine. You have
as long as they're not a jerk about it.
Yeah, and I always knew that. So when I'm with my friends and they're like, oh, this guy, he's so whatever, I'm like, okay, you can say that, but then don't get upset if someone doesn't like something about you. You know what I mean?
It's like the whole, there was this woman, or a girl, I guess, I don't know how old she was at the time, she posted on Twitter, and she's like, and her face she made was more of a, oh, face, and her caption said, when his height begins with 5 foot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it became viral.
And
I remember.
Yeah. And the person's like, oh, when her weight begins with 200 or something.
Yeah. Because she was a bigger girl.
And so you ruined my life. And it's like, it's kind of the same thing.
It's
like,
the same thing.
It's like, you know what? Like,
you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
But so, you might be somebody's shot of whiskey.
Hey, oh, I'd rather be their shot of whiskey. So, okay. If you didn't see that picture,
mm-hmm.
would it still be a deal breaker because of the whole religious thing, or think really though, would you have at least met up with him once and given him a chance, even though you kind of knew he was religious?
It's kind of hard to tell because I knew he would do stuff at the church to help and like to get money. But then when he like started talking about it more and more, like at that point, I thought it was more like a, you know, okay, you just kind of do a thing. But then when I saw the picture and then found out that he does more with it,
yeah,
and it's more important to him. It kind of was around the same time, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Okay. Because, let's get real, if he was really hot, like you know, like really hot, like if he was like Jason Momoa hot, dang, you can be religious. I'll still go on a date with you real quick.
And it's hard. I can't really explain. I think the picture, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be shallow. Like, I just... There's a certain way he looks, and it's just like you... Not, he didn't catfish anybody, but it was just like, okay, I was not expecting that.
I mean...
And I don't want to say because I don't want it to like...
No, but it's like a lot of people on dating sites, and my friend, cute girl, she, all of her pictures on her Facebook, her Tinder, whatever, she like never ever smiles. There is a reason why people don't smile all the time or ever in any of their mm-hmm. pictures. They probably have... not the greatest mouth, not the greatest teeth, and right. whatnot. So, I mean, it is kind of, I don't know, is that a calf? I think it is kind of a catfish.
I mean, okay, so you guys, let us know what you think on this, because I'm...
Vicky's shallow!
I'm not going to lie. Like, in the, if a guy's like, you know what, you are a little too heavy for me, like, I'm not going to say that feels good.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, cool, I don't want to be with somebody that doesn't like me for me.
For because me, yeah.
Especially if I want to be with them long term, like, and I have babies, I'm going to get bigger. I'm going to, my weight and body, it's going to fluctuate.
All the time. I'm kind of the same way. And I, if the guy is shorter than me, mm-hmm. like, I've dated people kind of like the same height, and I'm okay with that. But if you're like very much, that's where I'm like, I can't get this around my head.
Which is like, weird, because you like little people.
I know. Unless you're an actual real little person. Okay. Then maybe we could talk.
There's the exception.
Really quick, can I just ask, have you called it off with this dude? Are you still talking to him?
It's honestly
have you guys
just
ghosted?
Kind of. Like, I mean, we'll check in every now and then, like, hey, how's life? But because everything's just been so crazy, it's just kind of with
okay.
the virus. So it's not like, well, how are we going to hang out? Like,
because I was going to say, how if he wants to hang out after this, how are you going to let him down? That's what I was going to ask.
Be like, you know, I'm...
I saw a picture of you.
I could be a liar and just say, you know, I'm kind of talking to somebody else.
I feel like that's how a lot of people get out of it.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
I was going to say, because you don't like dishonesty.
I don't like it, but I'm also one of those people that if I get broken up with, I want to know everything that I did wrong and what I need to.
We didn't go out or anything. We didn't break up.
No, but I would want to know why, like the real reason, good or bad.
Just like,
but
I'm just not attracted to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I think I was just like having a lonely day and that's my fault. And I like started adding people and.
Even though that's not really true there.
No, that was.
Well, you think he's attractive when he doesn't smile, right?
Right. Like, I thought he looked better. And I'm like, okay, well, he's kind of okay.
Yeah.
Looks interesting. And
then?
I was able to see the rest of his pictures.
Creeped farther.
I mean, like, that's why I try to, like, whenever I did do online dating, I try to post a very accurate picture of what I look like, weight-wise, everything. Yeah. And I've had guy friends, like, our buddy Matt, like, hey, I need you to look at this, and does it accurately portray me? Like,
I think in all the shots, it should accurately portray.
Well, like, I'm going to wear makeup in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
I don't wear makeup all the time.
Wear makeup in another.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear makeup often anymore. So, but I'm like, I do it sometimes. I'm like, look how hot I can be.
Look how sexy I can look.
But let me know. Am I being shallow? What is your deal-breaking things when it comes to, like, stuff like this?
And how would you want to be told that news, or not at all, or just completely
just be like, you know what, I just don't see this working
make
out.
Up some BS excuse. Yeah,
because I mean, that's not wrong, that's not lying. I don't
true.
See this working out.
True.
I mean, if they dig deeper, that's on them.
And then you tell him if he said why not, like, what happened.
Well, if he got a little aggressive and rude about it, be like, you know what, I don't have to explain anything to you, screw you. But if it's like, you know,
like
what?
He's like the nicest person ever. She still wouldn't say anything.
No, she'd but if like, they but if they really want
middle
to
middle finger
know,
emoji.
It's like middle finger. Just like, you know what? I'm just I'm not really attracted to you. I think if they kept pushing it, like, which I think you would do,
I'd be like, what the hell? I'd call them. Go to there. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be like insulted that bad.
Yeah,
I'd just be curious.
But we basically did both podcasts in one right now.
OMG.
So we'll give you one long one today. I don't know what's going to happen in the near future. We don't know what our plans are. We are still working, obviously, because we are essential. We're broadcast communications.
Yes.
So this, we may have a podcast next week. We may not.
I know. Who knows? I'm hoping we do, though.
Yeah. Like, it'll be so much easier. But we just want to make sure you guys are staying safe. Don't fight over toilet paper. Don't be a jerk.
Don't fight over toilet paper.
You know, wash your hands. Be nice to each other.
Hand sanitize your bodies. Just kidding. Maybe not the whole body. I don't know if that's good. You know, love your roommates, aka maybe your husband or wife.
Kids.
Just realize that this is temporary. I know they're going to drive you insane because mine are driving me insane and I'm driving them insane. But just remember that you love them.
Right. And make sure you have moments of separation where you guys can go do your own thing. Like, you
yes.
go, I'm going to go lay in the bubble bath and you can go watch TV.
Yes. And then moments of just together, like actually hanging out and just talking about something other than this craziness.
Right. Because that's, I think, what's causing a lot of stress. Like, talking to people, they're like, my significant other won't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's just making it worse.
Yeah. Turn off the news. Turn off the phones. And just, like, talk about each other. Talk about, like, what do you guys want to do after all this? Or maybe you know, George and I, my boyfriend and I have been talking about, I'm like, babe, what restaurant are we going to go to right after all this? Like, I want to take him out on a date because he's been a hero through my insanity. And I'm like, I literally was like, babe, we're going to go to a steakhouse. I'm going to take you to a vegetarian's going to take your ass to a steakhouse. We're going to be all fancy.
Ooh.
So it's something.
We're going to Portland, Sarah.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you want to go to the Acropolis? We'll see naked ladies and have steak. Okay. What could be better? Something to look forward to, even though you don't know when it's going to happen. I think that's
right.
Helping me in my mind, at least.
Or, okay, here's another thing. I went to the grocery store to pick up some essentials, and I noticed the condom aisle was fully stocked. Go buy some condoms, because I'm not going to all those baby showers going on in a couple of months.
Unless you don't use condoms. Hey-o!
Like, if you're on birth control.
You guys aren't screwing, like, random people these days, so this is the best time to
hopefully, right?
Yeah,
see people.
Well, yeah, hopefully. I know. I'm waiting for all the corona babies in 9 months. I'll
please.
Wait for them.
And the thing is, corona is actually a really nice word in Spanish.
Yeah, it's
it means crown.
We ruined it.
Yeah.
We officially have poor corona beer.
Like corona.
It's so nice. I know.
So if your daughter's name is Corona, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Because there's people.
I didn't even think of that.
There's
yeah.
people with kids. Their name is Reina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know what that Reina means, right?
No.
Queen.
Oh, Corona and Reina.
Like, could you imagine it's like Reina, like, and like you named your daughter, you know, after a crown. Like,
Sorry.
We're going to give you a different name.
I know.
Now.
I don't know why they gave it such a pretty name.
Right.
But
this, yeah, anywho. But hopefully we'll talk to you. You'll hear from us next week.
I hope so. Yes. Message us on the Insta. Call us. Leave us messages. Email
us. Topics.
Give us topics you want to talk about. Yeah. Or ask us random questions that you want to know. Yeah. We're both pretty much open books. So
on top of like, what are you doing to stay sane?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Because Sarah needs tips.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later, hopefully.
Bye.